Not at all. Khalil is never surprising. The kid is amazing. He's fast. He's strong. He's, you know, he's that basketball player that fills out the stat sheet. You know, everybody just sees the stats of the sacks, or I should say. But he's in meetings early. He's a leader. He's a guy that the young guys can really lean on to teach. And he's always improving. He practices hard. He's the player that, you know, everyone loves to coach. Well, you have to watch the games. You can see how they're two very competitive people. And when you put two competitive people together, you get a high level. One's always trying to outdo the other. So those two working together, they're making each other better, which was our, you know, it was kind of our plan from the beginning. And now at this point in the season, they you can really see that they've really taken it to another level.
Right.
To
test the limits of his endurance like that, what was like that to watch?
That's special. You know, that's every week.
Yeah.
And we see it every week, every day. He doesn't miss a practice. He doesn't miss a day. He doesn't miss a meeting. He's on time. You know, he does all the things that the good players are supposed to do. So when he when you see the performance on Sunday, you're not surprised because he's already made that performance ahead of time. He's already put that performance in the bank by the way he worked during the week. The way he practiced, the way he watched film, the way he showed up every day, the way he works. He's supposed to play well because of the way he prepares himself.
How's one of the issues with dealing with Tyrod Taylor and his ability to run?
Well, you can see he's a hard guy to catch. He's fast. He's elusive. He extends plays. He's got a great arm. You know, we've been playing, you know, it kind of comes for us right after playing Cam with Carolina, so it kind of falls into that category. But at the same time, he's having a heck of a year. They're leading the league and rushing, big plays. They're throwing the ball really well. So we have a really big challenge ahead of us. Playing together, everybody understands it's a discipline, you know, type game plan. It's a discipline type team you're playing. You have to be connected across the board. McCoy is a type of runner. He can start to the right, and he can end up on the left. You know, it kind of reminds you of the old days, Barry Sanders. He could be anywhere. So it's important that, you know, each player who's involved in the defense and in charge of a gap, you have to be solid, you have to be sound, and you have to be disciplined and understand that we're all connected. Everybody plays together. Not one guy tackles him. The whole unit is responsible for, you know, for the running game.
What do you think the quality is of his defense to be able to, even if it struggles some, when you really need to get off the field late in the game, you usually do?
Well, that's a great thing about this game. There's always something to improve on. There's always really good things that we're doing. There's always things that we can get better at. But there's a few things that we can hang our hat on as a defense. We love getting after the ball. You know, third down is really important to us. Rising up and making plays, you know, where the big players are supposed to make them. Scoring defense, those are things that we really, really care about. And the guys have really, taken to it. They understand what's important. And it's about winning games. Well, we're not at the final, so you know we don't really know exactly. You're always working, you always have the goals, you always set a lot of small goals to reach, but when it comes down to it, we want to be on the field when the game's on the line. We want to be dependent upon to make the plays that we're supposed to make, and we want to play at the highest of our ability. We have some really good players. We've assembled some really good players together. And why not go for it? We're going to go for the best we can possibly be in all the situations. Football isn't about how many yards a team, you know, scored on you. It's about the points. It's about the situations. It's about the 2 minute, the red zone. It's about the first down. It's about third down. It's about getting turnovers. All those things make up your win. And it's about winning at the end of the day. And that's our emphasis.
You've been a coach on a Super Bowl team.
Well, we won't know that until we're in the Super Bowl. Right now, we're the defense that has to play the Buffalo Bills this weekend, and we're, you know, we're just obsessed with improving us and playing well this weekend, and that's all we have our focus on.